Welcome to the Numerologist Podcast, where we bring you a very special guest every single week to help guide you on your spiritual journey, live with abundance, and inspire your soul.
Hi, once again, Numerologist community, Rose here with the wonderful Kelly Fox. And today we are going to be talking about the new moon in Leo on the 18th or 19th of August, depending on where you are in the world. So, Kelly, hello again and welcome. Now,
hi.
What can you tell us about this new moon?
Wow. Okay. So this new moon is in Leo and it's at 26 degrees Leo. So it's heading towards the very end of Leo because, of course, at the end of the week, we've got Sun moving into Virgo. So new moons are all about new beginnings. And it's about planting the seed. And if there's any time to do some sort of ritual for manifestation, it's always at the time of a new moon. And each month, the new moon is in a different sign. And so when it's in Leo, it's all about getting the spotlight. So if you've been working hard and, you know, you want some recognition or credit for the work that you've been doing, this would be the time to set that manifestation and set that intention. It's like sowing the seeds. And so what happens is up in the night sky, there's no moon. So it's a dark sky and, you know, it's a great time to look at the stars. And then it's like, it's also about something not being in the light or something in the darkness. So in other words, if you're looking for the answer, wait until we get to the full moon, which will be September 1st, but just wait for that and then sort of plant the seed and set your intentions. Now, Rose, I want to share my screen because I want to show you what this new moon looks like and how it is involving the other planets. So the new moon means that the sun and the moon come together or they're conjunct. And so they're next to each other from our perspective here on Earth. And what it means is the light is blocked. So usually when I've done a chart reading and I see that somebody might be born during the time of a new moon, it means that one parent overshadowed the other because in astrology, the sun is the father and the moon is the mother. So I always find that really fascinating with people born during a new moon phase. Now, this particular new moon is all about communication. Because you can see here, this is the glyph or the symbol for Mercury. And so you've got Mercury, the sun and the moon coming together in Leo. And that is one heck of a lot of Leo energy. So what that means is that it's time to shine the light, even though it's the darkness of the new moon, it's time to shine the light. It's time to step up and take your place in the sun. Now, this is especially true if you're a fire sign, and that's Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. And it might be a little bit more challenging if you're a fixed sign, and that's Taurus, again, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And why I've mentioned Leo twice is because it's a mixed bag. There is so much energy going on, you know, as we're in the final days of Leo season, that it's sort of like, you know, let's not scramble to try and get things done or to try and, you sit up all night studying for an exam only to see if you're going to pass or fail the next day. Let's not do that. Let's be organized because Leo is a sign of organization, and let's sort of, we can take our place in the sun because we're prepared, we are prepared and planned for the recognition that we're going to get. Now, just to add a bit of oomph to this ingredient here, we've got Mars forming a very nice trine to this new moon and to Mercury. So what that means is that Mars is the planet of action. And when it's in its very, very favorite sign of Aries, it's double action and double oomph. And so we've got these fire signs coming together harmoniously. And there's a real spark of energy and a spark of creativity. And so this is a fantastic time to plant the seeds for creativity, for set our intentions around anything that to do with the performing arts or any creative project, because Leo is the sign of creativity. Leo is a manifestor around creativity. So this new moon is all about new creative projects, in other words, and also, as I've been saying, is to, you know, step into the spotlight. As hard as that is for some of us, it's like it's time to get your dues. You know, you've worked hard. It's been a tough year. It's time to get a little bit of recognition. And if you think about the symbol of Leo, it's the lion or the lioness. And if you think about that, it's the cat. And so cats really like to bask in the sun. They really like to have a little bit of a rest. You know, they like to sleep all day. And so it's time to sort of take a step back, look at the hard work that you've put in. And this is for all signs, not just Leo or fire signs, but to, you know, take a step back and look at that recognition. The other thing that's happening, you know, at the time of this new moon is we've got love planet Venus, which is forming a very, very nice sextile to Uranus, planet of surprises. So what that means is that this is also not only with this new moon and speaking from the heart, because Leo is the ruler of the heart, with Mercury, planet of communication, so communication from the heart. When it comes to relationships, you might be surprised about the results that you get, but surprise in a good way, not just, oh my goodness, what's going on here? So this is Venus, planet of love, forming a sextile to Uranus, planet of surprise, but in a good way, because it's a sextile, which means they're 60 degrees apart or two signs apart. So there's some really, really good energy at this time. This one more thing I want to mention is this Mercury is very close to the royal star, and the royal star is Regulus. And so anytime a planet is on the royal star of Regulus, it means an extra boost of goodness. I can't think of a better way to explain it, but it's like an extra boost of goodness, an extra boost of sort of luck and good fortune in some ways, because this royal star is involved very close to the new moon in Leo. So many of us can feel like royalty at this time. One other thing, there's always something that I see every time I pull up a chart, Rose. I always see something and something and something. So one extra thing here is that you know, the day after the new moon on the 19th, on Wednesday, Mercury will be moving into one of its favorite signs, Virgo. So we're at the very end of, anytime a planet is at the very end of a sign, it means wrapping something up, making sure something is complete. Now that's interesting, because the new moon is about new beginnings, and Mercury here is about wrapping things up. The new moon is also about wrapping things up, because we can't keep going into the new thing unless we finish the old thing first. So it's like, this is really, really a pivotal time to complete things. And with Leo being a fixed sign, it's all about seeing something through to the end before we can go into the new project, the new relationship, the new situation, whatever that might be. As much as we really, really, really want to dive into it with this Mars in Aries, we have to make sure that we complete things, because once Mercury moves into its favorite sign of Virgo, it's like we'll be very much nose to the grindstone and really looking down instead of looking up and out and everybody look at me. You know, going forward, it'll be head down, and, you know, paying attention to the details that really matter. So these are the final few days that we've been given by the universe to really, you know, soak in the admiration, the accolades, the kudos, and the sun shining from the radiant royal sign of Leo.
Awesome. Now, talking about that completion, are there going to be any sort of people who are under specific zodiac signs who might find it harder to complete things before moving on to the next thing?
Yes, yes. Sometimes with the cardinal signs, and the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. They're the initiators or the trendsetters of the zodiac. And so they're really incredible at starting things, but they don't have the reputation of completing things. So with these new beginnings, especially with a fixed sign, it's sort of going to be forcing particularly the cardinal signs to, you've really got to finish something before you can move in and, you know, get on with it. So yes, that's a good point, is to make sure that things are complete, no matter how boring and mundane the old thing is. It's really important to sort of wrap things up. Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I see a bit going on in Capricorn up there. Is that any significance?
Oh my goodness. Okay. How much time do you have for this one?
Oh, well, we love talking to you, Kelly, so fire away.
Oh, this is incredible. Okay. So the theme of 2020 is this Saturn Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. I have to take a sip of water on this one. Oh my goodness. So the theme of 2020 is Saturn Pluto conjunct. So what happened was January 13th, we had these two heavy hitters, the most intense planets of our whole solar system, came together at 22 degrees Capricorn, and that set the theme of 2020. The last time they were conjunct was 1982, and that was the last time we had another major global pandemic. And so also this year, we've been experiencing Jupiter here in Capricorn conjunct Pluto. So Jupiter and Pluto have been coming together an exact three times in April, June, and November of this year. So what that means is excess. Usually it's good. Jupiter is planet of luck and good fortune. And when it's together with Pluto, it usually means big money, especially in Capricorn. But this time, what we've noticed, because of this Uranus down here in Taurus affecting the financial markets, that it's been, financial surprises with the involvement of Uranus, and Jupiter is the excess and Pluto is change. Whereas with Saturn, it's very much about rules, responsibility, boundaries, restrictions, leadership. So it's like the things, in other words, the things that we think are stable and secure have been ripped out from under our feet in a very excessive way. So we can thank these three planets in Capricorn along with Uranus in Taurus. So that's really what you're seeing there with these three Capricorn planets. Anybody that's a cardinal sign, which is Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, especially Capricorn, has been affected over the past couple of years. Now, of course, we've had eclipses in Capricorn as well these past couple of years. So really, Capricorn has been put through the ringer. There's no other way to say it. These past couple of years, it's like every test that could possibly happen, Capricorn has been tested. And, you know, if you think about the symbol of Capricorn, it's the mountain goat. And so, well, actually, I said this last time, the sea goat, where, you know, it's the top half is the goat, the bottom half is like the mermaid's tail. And it starts from the very bottom of the ocean and it works its way all the way up to the very top of the mountain. And so little Capricorn has been through trials and tribulations and tests. And Capricorn is passing the tests, absolutely, as hard as they are, because the ruling planet of Capricorn is Saturn, and the ruling planet of Pluto is Scorpio. So, you know, Capricorn and Scorpio are two very, very strong signs, and they have been put through the test, absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. Now, this new moon seems to be a bit less ominous and a bit more positive than the last sort of new moons that we've had going on in the past few weeks. How can people make the most of this new moon and sort of come out manifesting their goals and sort of moving forward?
There's a lot, it's a lot lighter. Yes. And thank you for that reminder, because, you know, last month, the new moon in Cancer, you know, was forming some oppositions actually. Oh, you know what? Let me show you on screen. How about I do that? I love this tool that I have. It's the astrological clock. And if you watch this, watch the planets jump. So at the moment, you can see, before I change it, you can see here that this is the new moon in Leo for now. But if I put this back to last month's, yes, here we go. I was going to say, oh, don't tell me it's not working. Last month's new moon. And let me just I just love this. I really geek out on this. Just put it back to, wait, did I do that? Yes. Put it back to last month's new moon. And then I can show you. This is close enough. This is July 20th's new moon. So the difference between last month, see here, the new moon, look what it's opposing. Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. So an opposition in astrology is extremely challenging. It's about confrontation. So you've got the new moon, which is sweet and lovely Cancer, very emotional, very sensitive, very caring, opposite this heavy hitting trio of planets, or what astrologers call a stellium. So this is what made it very challenging. And of course, last month we're off the back of the Mercury retrograde on top of it. So this is what made last month's new moon very challenging. So of course, now we've got a new moon that's a lot lighter, not just because it's in Leo, which is a fun and jolly and jovial sign, but there's no hard hitting aspects. Really, the only aspect this new moon is making is a very, very nice trine to Mars. So that's the difference. And Mars is a planet of action and assertion. So we can actually put our intentions into action rather than last month. Like, oh, there were too many obstacles in our way to really manifest or set our intentions around what we really want.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for that, Kelly. Now, our audience, I would really love to see what you are going to manifest this new moon. What are you feeling? What are you completing? What are you ready to restart? If you guys can comment in the comments below, that would be awesome. And, you know, maybe in the coming weeks as well, Kelly and I will go through some of those comments and see what we made of them and that kind of thing. So I'd be really interested to see what our audience, what our community is doing around this new moon. And remember, you can subscribe to this channel. You can head over to our blog. We've got so much content that you will never miss any cosmic events coming your way. All right, well, until next time, Kelly, we will be talking about the full moon in, what's the next full moon in?
Pisces.
All right, well, stay tuned for that, guys.
Thanks, Rose.
Thank you for listening to the Numerologist Podcast. If you loved it, make sure you subscribe. And don't forget to check the show notes for an extra special free gift.